Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This opinion is shared by tens of millions in this country. If today, considering what has taken place between Israel, Hamas, is it just a ceasefire? Is it peace? The hostages released. But if you could have any journalist on in the country, the one we're about to have on is the one tens of millions would select, including myself. It is Tom Friedman. Tom started covering the Middle East in 1979. He has covered conflict after conflict. And Tom, on an extraordinarily busy day, is kind enough to join us. Tom, I greatly appreciate this. Hope you and your family are well. Let me start with the most basic question, because as we know, this all started October 7th with the attack from Hamas, but we know it had been festering long, long before that. Why, over the last few days, why was this the time that both sides agreed to this deal?
Well, Chad, first of all, it's great to be with you. Got to take care of the hometown friends.
Thank you, sir.
This war, my short take right now, Chad, is this Gaza war ended, or at least we got a ceasefire, hostage release, prisoner exchange, because of Donald Trump. He made it happen. Would not have happened without him. It will transform itself into a lasting peace only if Trump triples down, not doubles down, on the kind of pressure he exerted on all the parties. And so that's really the question for me going forward. Very important day. This
right.
Terrible war, the worst war between Israelis and Palestinians ever, I think is over. I don't think Hamas or Netanyahu would ever have a mandate from their people to restart this war again. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but be very unlikely to me. But transforming it from a ceasefire into the kind of Middle East peace that Trump talks about will require him to twist the arms of Hamas and Netanyahu to another at least 30 degrees until they say uncle, aunt, and uncle twice, in order to actually transform this into something more lasting.
Yeah, that was one of your last columns about that, where you gave the president credit, but said it has to be more. So let's be more specific,
yeah.
Tom. What can the president do? How can he persuade Netanyahu to do more? And then also with Hamas, and how do we directly negotiate Hamas? Or do we continue negotiating the way we've done over the last, well, since the Trump administration came on board?
You know, the key thing, Chad, in all of this is Israel embracing a credible Palestinian partner for a two-state solution. So what Trump will have to do is to leverage the Arab-Muslim alliance he put together to force Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. That's Egypt, Turkey, Qatar in particular. To get Hamas to disarm militarily and, in effect, force Netanyahu to disarm politically and agree to work with a reformed, upgraded Palestinian Authority in order to begin to take steps back toward a two-state solution. And Trump will have to spend the rest of his presidency working on this. But he has proved himself in this area quite adept at squeezing both sides and inducing both sides to get this far. And, you know, I hope he continues. I wish him well in that. I don't support a lot of things that he's doing at home in our own country. In fact, I wish he would be as much a uniter at home as he is in Hamas and not be a divider at home as he is in Gaza. But that said, the president, I think, made a unique contribution here, and only a similar contribution going forward. Actually, triple strength will actually get us in anywhere in the ballpark of peace.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I rarely agree with the president, and I wish he would show those skills in uniting this country, but you've covered this man for decades, and yeah. I don't see – I think there's a better chance the two of us tie for the Masters lead after the first round than that that takes place. Okay, on the two-state solution, I think this has been the answer for decades. So do you. But one person who does not is Bibi Netanyahu. So why is he going to change?
Well, it's actually Bibi Netanyahu and Hamas. You know, both of them saw the future of that region as being a single entity between the river and the sea, controlled by either Palestinian Muslims in the case of Hamas or Israel. So what would get them to change? It's only going to be just intense pressure from the outside. And I do sense, when you write this down, Chad, when you read it in the paper, this has been the worst Israeli-Palestinian war, because there have been so many.
Right.
You sort of lose. I mean, 67,000 roughly Palestinians were killed in this war, 20,000 of them Hamas, roughly. So we're talking about almost, 50,000 civilians, kids, mothers, children lost their lives. You know what I mean? It's been just, and their homes, it's been devastating for them. On the Israeli side, they had 1,200 people, slaughtered on October 7th, 2023, and, hundreds wounded and killed since, and taken hostage in a national trauma. This has been the most traumatic war, I think, ever between Israelis and Palestinians, including the war of 1948 in some ways. And so I don't think either side wants to visit this play again. And that relief that you see in Gaza and in Israel, I think it's very real. And anyone who tries to take them back to war now, I think is going to meet with real resistance. Again, getting them to make the compromises going forward is going to be another question. But, Hamas and Netanyahu have had a codependency ever since the assassination of Rabin. It was Hamas suicide bombs after the assassination of Rabin, which destroyed the candidacy of Shimon Peres and brought Netanyahu to power the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Netanyahu who kept Hamas alive in Gaza. So the Palestinians would not be united and he would not have to negotiate with the PA. And so what Trump has to do, and he's taken the first steps to do it, is breaking that codependency. And that will mean taking on Netanyahu. Up to now, he just had to, if this were, all-star wrestling, it was just a little, slight arm behind the back in order to get him to move. We're talking now about really, real pressure and pain and making historical choices.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Without that, this is not going to happen.
That's the thing, though. This is Tom Friedman, three-time Pulitzer Prize winner, St. Louis Park native. Again, and I started the show. This about the third or fourth time since last week I made the point to say I'm giving him immense credit, along with disagreeing with him on about 90% of his other policies. But he absolutely deserves a great deal of credit. And part of my criticism with him, Tom, often is he can be involved in these grandiose ideas and these substantial and meaningful ideas, and then it's the next shiny object or it's the next bizarre comment with Truth Social. So what is the likelihood over the next 6 months when so much is going to happen and he's going to create so much of that news that he's going to stay in a detailed way, or he keeps Kushner and Witkoff and Rubio and others immensely involved and says, I don't want this just to be the 2 or 3 days of this. I want to see this working when nobody thought this could work. And even if he wants it selfishly for his own credit, whatever. If it works, we're all better for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that's a $64,000 question, Jed. I have no idea. He has made himself chairman of the Peace Board in Gaza. Though,
I was shocked by that, Tom. I thought he'd take a lower position.
Yeah, so he's put himself right in the middle of this. And so, look, I wouldn't bet the wife and kids on it, but I'm just going to sit here watching. But it's the most interesting new dynamic in the region in a long time.
Will Hamas be in charge of Gaza 2-3 years from now?
Hard to know. Again, what we don't know right now, Chad, is the real true emotional chemistry in Gaza. So, you know, the morning after the war, Hamas says, we got prisoners out. We fought the Jews, you know, for 2 years. We have our great victory. We lost a few people and buildings, but all to get the Palestinian cause more in the global agenda. That's what they will say. Let's see how people of Gaza react when they contemplate their house in rubbles. So many lost family, friends, relatives. I think, you know, Hamas has some explaining to do. Let's put it that way.
Right, yeah. Right.
The
question, though, again, Tom, is can you be free enough to speak out about that without the fear you're going to have to watch your children die right in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, that's another dynamic. Look, when it comes to being pessimistic, I can do it with the best of them. And I'm just pointing out, if Trump wants to succeed, this is the dynamic that will be required.
Yeah.
Whether he does it, whether Hamas goes along, how all this emotional chemistry plays out over time, it's not clear to me. But I always felt that when this terrible war, this traumatic war was over, that both sides would go back and say, we really don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I hope so. One last thing on this, I want to just get to one other point, too. Of the other people involved, whether it's Witkoff, whether it's Rubio, whether it's Jared Kushner, who else deserves a significant amount of credit for this taking place?
Well, I think, I want to give a shout out to President Biden, who actually was and Tony Blinken, who first actually articulated roughly this 20-point plan. Unfortunately, Netanyahu rejected it and broke the ceasefire back in March. But I think Jared Kushner, Witkoff, certainly they were the key players in laying the groundwork for this, for Trump to then come in and deliver the coup de grace.
Can you explain to me where we're at with the Qatari base or not a base in Idaho? It seemed like Friday, Major Garrett from CBS News is a regular every Friday with us, and we both were just like, is this really happening? You know, when the Secretary of Defense is making this announcement, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing J.D. Vance on every show known to mankind yesterday saying fake news. Was this just the MAGA folks couldn't believe it and the administration backpedaled, or how did this play out?
You know, that was the craziest story I've seen in a while, Chad. I have no idea. I've been so busy dealing with the real news that I haven't had time for the fake stuff. If it is fake, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Just too crazy for me.
Yeah. And then reports coming out that the U.S. has been helping Ukraine attacking energy sites in Russia more than has been acknowledged. You have Zelensky coming to the White House Friday. You have the president on Air Force One when he mainly was talking about Gaza, saying, well, maybe I'll tell Putin, unless this gets resolved, I'm going to allow the Ukrainians to use our Tomahawks. Will he finally, in definitive ways, stand up to Vladimir Putin?
I hope so. I'll believe it when I see it. I was glad to read those stories about our help because Russia's been going after Ukraine's infrastructure. The only way the Ukraine war ends is the only way that Gaza ends, when one side or another feels that time is not on their side. And for now, Putin still feels time is on his side. If Donald Trump can change that equation by giving more potent and accurate missiles to Ukraine, I say God bless him. That war has gone on too long. It's a stupid war started by a stupid man in an evil way. And I hope these stories about Trump giving Ukraine the weapons it needs to signal Putin that the jig is up, your time is not on your side, are true.
Always appreciate it, sir. Immense success to you going forward. I wish only the best health to you and your family, and make sure Rick's giving you plenty of strokes.
Well, Chad, the question I have very quickly is, are the Vikes going to defeat Philadelphia, and who's going to be the quarterback this weekend?
It's a very, very good question. I think Carson Wentz will be the starter, and I think the Eagles have shown themselves not to be the same. They got a fair amount of dissension going on, and they might figure it out later like they did last year, but right now I think is the right time to play Philly.
I will be glued to my TV, as I always am.
I know you will, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Friedman. We could not have a better guest on a day like this, and we thank the St. Louis Park native. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.